I am Dr. Salah Ahmad. I am an associate professor of pharmaceutical sciences at the Washington State University of Spokane campus. So my research is about rheumatoid arthritis. We are trying to understand the pathogenic mechanisms of this disease, how this disease happens, what are the underlying mechanisms, you know, what are the key agents that cause this disease. It's a very challenging disease, and it's very common. It's exploding in American population, and at the same time, there has been no cure. You know, we have found biological therapies that are the next generation therapies for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis, but still they come with a lot of side effects on the prolonged use. Patients develop resistance to these therapies, and they are very expensive in the long-term use. So we are trying to understand if we can develop certain molecules, small molecules, that are very effective and very safe and will be very inexpensive. What we are doing is basically a translational research. That means, you know, we use in our research, you know, tissues that are donated by RA patients. So the patients who are undergoing joint replacement surgeries and they have their joint removed from the body, we request orthopedic surgeons to donate those joints to us. And then we isolate this tissue and harvest cells from these tissues and try to understand the cause of this disease. What was the reason behind this pathogenic mechanism? I came to WSU Spokane because to me it looks like a perfect environment where I can collaborate with clinicians in the Providence or other neighboring medical institutes. At the same time, we have a good, well-knit collaborations with the medicinal chemists and pharmacologists here on campus. And this gives us a real good opportunity that we can test and develop newer molecules for the treatment of arthritis. I like WSU Spokane because it gives all the resources that is required for a successful and progressive lab.